Okay, we're about to begin the sugya, really in fact the next two sugyas, that relate to a very, very complex issue in halacha called mashkon. We spoke a little bit about it in the past, almost in passing, but now we begin the first of the two sugyas. Actually, the first of the two sugyas is the shorter one. The second one is much, much longer. It's going to take us, how much time do we have left of this man? 2 weeks. The next two sugyas are going to take us some good chunk of the 2 weeks. So the sugya begins in the very bottom of Chesed and Aleph. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar lo, he's katch li b'mona. So he says to her, I want to be katch you with $100. So he's standing under the chuppah, and he's about to give her the $100. He's looking at keys, no money in his wallet. He says, I want to give you a ring worth it. I can't find anything. So he nech lo mashkan aleha. So he says, listen, I'm not going to give you the $100, but I'm going to give you a mashkan, I'm going to give you a collateral. So he pulls something out, that he doesn't want to give her, if he wants to give it to her as the Kesef Kedushin, because he can do whatever he wants. But he doesn't want to give it to her, he wants it back. He says, listen, you know, I have this very expensive, what would a guy have very expensive? He's got a very expensive watch, I don't want to give it to you. Yeah, my watch, right? So the father looks fuming under the chuppah there. So the guy can't find the ring. He says, hey, okay, here's the watch. The watch should be a collateral for you. And I'm telling you, in a week from now, after Sherry Bracha, back to the swing of things, I'll find, scrounge around, get $100. I'll ask my father for $100. No problem. I'm good for the money, and here's the mashkan. So I'm a Rav Nachman. I'm a Liskashli, but money, Nichla Mashkan, let ain't a Mekudeshes. Rav says, forget it, she's not Mekudeshes. Money ain't kad mashkan, ain't kad. With 6 words, so Rav told you why she's not Mekudeshes, because the money wasn't given. And the mashkin isn't here. The money's not here, and the mashkin's not here, literally. So the official is not Mekudeshes. So what's the problem? The mashkin is here. It's a nice watch. She's holding the watch now, showing it off. They're walking down after the chuppah, and all the friends say, ooh, wow, let's see the Kesef Kedushin. So he says, well, it's a beautiful watch. So they say, no, but it's a man's watch. No, it's not to me to keep. It's a collateral. Great, wonderful, mazel tov. No, Rava says, no mazel tov. Try again. Money ain't coming. What do you mean mashkin ain't coming? What's for mashkin ain't coming? So there's a major machlekes, a three-way machlekes in Rishonim. Just what's taich in the words of mashkan inkan? Why exactly is this condition not valid? So we spoke a little bit about this in the past. Back on Daf, we spoke about it. We did talk about it a long time ago. We spoke about it. Comes the Ramban and says, "I'll tell you why she's not mekudeshes. She's not mekudeshes because of the following principle." She'll bring back some wonderful memories, hopefully. From the Vav of the days. The reason why she's not Mekudeshes is because we all know Mekadesh B'Milva ain't Mekudeshes. And that's why she's not Mekudeshes. Mekadesh B'Milva. I see some similarity between Milvas and Mashkons, but last I checked, things are going in the wrong direction here. In the case of Mekadesh B'Milva, let's just chaz it for a moment, the Vav. Case of Mekadesh B'Milva, who owed who money? She owed him last week, before they got married, on the last date before they separated for a week. So what happened? So she was running. She didn't have money to get home. So he was a real tzaddik. He didn't take her home. And she asked, oh, can I have a borrow? How much does the train cost these days? 275. So she says to him, I need 275. He says, no problem. I'll be happy to give it to you. I'll lend you 275. You pay me back after Shevi Brachos. Tzaddik double. Right? So, and tzaddik triple, mamash mitzvah, gerus mitzvah. So, under the chuppah, he can't find the rings. He says, oh, remember by that, you know, we said goodbye right before that we separated for a week. You know, we're so from, we haven't texted for the whole week, we haven't emailed, we haven't called. Mamash is gavalik, the tzaddik is at olam. And he says, I remember that 275 that you owe me. Ich bin moichel that money, and Rebbe Kudash leave him a chilus mubazo. So the Gemara said, I'm Rabbi, Mekash Milvein, Mekudeshes. And again, we spent a lot of time why that's true. So Zakhtar Ramban, just as in the Vava Mebeis, when she owed him money and he was Meichel that money, Ainu Mekudeshes, so too on Dav Ches, I'm an Aleph going on Dav Mebeis, did she ever borrow a penny from him? No. And if anything, who's kind of borrowing from who? Almost. If I'm giving you a mashko, and it's almost like, I owe you the money, which he does, because he doesn't owe her because he borrowed, but he owes her because he's supposed to give her a ring. So he's quote-unquote owes her the money. I'm good for the money. I'm going to give you my watch as a mashkan. So he is almost like borrowing from her and being mechayiv himself to pay back almost like a havah by giving her a mashkan. So the Ramban says that's the reason why the condition is no good. just as Mekadosh b'milvein b'kudeshes, so too Mekadosh edei mashkin edei b'kudeshes. That's the reason. That's the reason. Inyan shmitez l'asina. What do they have to do with each other? So the only way to begin to understand the Shittas Ramban is, where do we have to go? If I'm telling you that B is the same as A, unless you really understand A properly, it would be very hard to understand the equation of B to A. So we got to go back to the Vav. We thought we left the Vav already. No, we spent a lot of time on the Vav. Go back to the Vav and figure out why Takas Mekadosh B'Milvein B'Kudeshes. So if and when we figure out why Mekadosh B'Milvein B'Kudeshes properly according to the Ramban, then we can begin to understand what the Dimyon is to Mashkan. So we have a long way to go just in analyzing the Ramban, and we haven't even begun to touch any of the other shittas in the Rishonim. So we have a long way to go in the Sugya. Hopefully it's from tomorrow. We'll begin the Sugya properly. So try to get ahead, guys. Try to get moving on the Mamakovs. She's around the room.
Yeah.